We've been seeing racial protests on college campuses across the country, including at the University of Washington and at Western Washington University in Bellingham. At Western, a 19-year-old student has been arrested, accused of posting violent threats against students of color. For the latest on this painful situation and campus conversation is the daily editor of the college newspaper there, the Western Front. Brenna Visser told me how some students have reacted to that young man's arrest.
You know, we have seen a whole bunch of different reactions. I think, again, mostly just a lot of shock and a lot of confusion. There's still quite a few questions that are left to be answered about, you know, the ethical use of anonymous social media and who this person is. And I think there's this a general feeling of kind of just a what asking, like, okay, well, what's next? What does this mean? A lot of us use social media, and seeing how this is playing out, I think it just begs the question of how people are thinking of using social media in the future.
Remind us what this 19-year-old student is accused of doing.
He has been arrested in suspicion with malicious harassment, and this is they tracked him to writing a comment that said, lynch her, with regard to the AS president. That was the specific threat.
I understand that some people on campus are defending this student accused of these threats. What were those people saying?
I think this is anybody can make a mistake. This could happen to anyone kind of conversation, part of the conversation, saying, like, you know, I don't think anybody is saying that this was the right thing to say. And I think that, you know, this is something that needs to be taken seriously and that this is a not a good comment. But there's also, and I think people, again, are glad that it's being taken seriously. And then, but there's also a voice saying, you know, this is something he said that could change the rest of his life. And whether or not you agree if it's, you know, the right course of action or something, I think people are empathetic to knowing that now that this has been said, his name's going to be forever attached with this. And I think people recognize, no matter where they're coming from, that it's a pretty big deal for a 19-year-old to face.
And how much of this is about social media, that a lot of us pop off, especially when we're teenagers, versus, but these were specific, terrible threats, you know, calling out a person.
They're the two sides of the conversation that aren't necessarily even at war with each other, just kind of the two points are just that people, this is a pretty heinous thing to say, and it needs to be taken completely seriously. But there's also just that degree of empathy of knowing just that awareness of knowing that those of us who are on social media a lot, knowing that one misstatement said, or like something that we could say on social media could have this severe of consequences. And, you know, I think that hits home with people my age, just knowing that. And I think this is a serious, what he said was very seriously, whether or not it was sarcasm, as his brother said in the hearing yesterday. Whether or not it was that, it's still a threat and needs to be taken seriously.
So, Brenna, there has been pain this last week or so, anger, fear. What do you think has been learned?
I think the fact that the school has responded and that students are responding in a way to being like, making the issue a lot less about this one individual, like catching this one individual, and then once you arrest him, then the problem is solved. I don't think people are thinking that way. I'm thinking that the university as a whole is taking this opportunity to not make it about the hunt for just the few individuals who said heinous things. They're making it about addressing a larger problem of, you know, our campus climate. I think all students have learned more about each other and, you know, how people are feeling and what safety means to every student on campus.
That campus is Western Washington University in Bellingham, and that was the daily editor with the campus newspaper, the Western Front, Brenna Visser. I asked her what happens next at Western, and she told me, well, now it's about listening sessions and inviting dialogue, and as for concrete actions the school might take, we don't know. Right now, Western is just trying to heal its wounds.